is under attack. This is the War Room.
By the way, you know, Powell might be forced to lower interest rates, but he might be trying to tell President Trump that, hey, you know, it might sound like a good idea to lower interest rates, and it might look good in the short term for somebody that's trying to get a car loan or get a mortgage where you're sitting in the sixes and the sevens and you want to get it down to the twos and the threes. But he's saying, you know, you're sitting on a giant debt bubble here, and the banks, it could be a disaster. Well, Trump may have a Trump card. And now rumors are swirling that criminal referrals could be sent to Jerome Powell. Did you know, and it's been going around, I just hadn't covered it, they did a $2.5 billion renovation at the Federal Reserve Building? They did a $2.5 billion renovation. Now, this story broke last week, but, you know, with all the other noise. Well, they may try to now use, first of all, what the hell is that even about? So now they may try to use that as leverage and say, well, gee, you know, Jerome, we'd hate to investigate that. We'd hate to see if there's not a prosecutable offense there in your name. So, you know, maybe just lower interest rates. Now, I'll come back with that with some of this other economic news. Because it's really just insane, the current status we have in our economy, especially for young people. And this is why they feel so disenfranchised and why they would consider voting for a communist. But I try to explain. It's like, look, I'm no communist. I'm never going to vote for a communist. But I listen to other people and I understand other people and I hear their points of view. And so, yeah, I mean, you have to understand, not everybody's like you. So they've given up. They feel that America has given up on them. So they just figure, oh, I'll vote for a communist, whatever. I can't afford a house. I can't afford a car. There's no future for me. I'll be broke forever. Why not just vote for a communist? So that's a real big issue for the future. But I'll show some numbers that are shocking. Folks, remember, brand new limited edition dagger right now on sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It is at a discount right now while in stock. And if you're a fan of our collectible items, you're going to like this. If you've been collecting our limited edition knives, you're going to like this. If you're in need of a dagger for self-defense or other purposes, you're going to love this. On sale right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Limited edition battle dagger. Very high quality. Comes in a nice limited edition box set for you with Alex's signature on it. Get it while it lasts. On sale now at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't forget about the current Power Drive combo pack. Sign up for subscription. Get 50% off that as well. Power Plant Plus Methyl Drive. 50% off when you subscribe right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Give this a try, and we think you will love the results. And, of course, when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you always get multiple entries into our raffle giveaways. Right now, that being the Ford F-250 Lariat Truck 2025. Ford F-250 Lariat Truck. When you're a VIP member, by the way, you get bonus entries when you shop at the store. To learn more about that and to become a VIP, go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Benefits include but not limited to monthly membership credits, bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways, and free shipping on orders over $99. Learn more and become a member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. All right. We are in the third and final hour of today's transmission. And we will come back and get kind of some closure on this economic news front today. Just dealing with, we just have to stop making bad economic decisions, bad financial decisions as a country. It's really, put it simple, what it comes down to.
seeking the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Elon Musk is pretty funny. He just posted, "I can't believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself before finding out it was all a hoax." Elon Musk.
Uh-oh.
Put it on the screen, guys. Trump calls Wall Street Journal to kill Epstein story. Never doubt me, folks. What did I literally say yesterday? And then today. I told you this stuff was inevitable. I told you behind the scenes they were trying to buy people off and get this thing spiked, but it wasn't going to happen. You know, it's a really strange time. It's definitely not boring. And, you know, part of you is like enjoying the opportunity in a challenging time like this to show your loyalty is to the truth, to display who has integrity and who doesn't, who's really, how should I say it, media, and who's just cheerleaders. But, you know, it's not a personal thing to me. I don't take politics personally. I could sit here and be like, wow, look at how hard we fought for Trump, and then look at how bad it's gotten so quick. It really doesn't even bother me. But I'm telling you, folks, there's a full-fledged effort to try to bury multiple stories right now, and it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you. And even if you get the Wall Street Journal to spike it, or they're not the only outlet with the story, okay? And I will tell you that even if they get, whether it's from the FBI, the CIA, or the White House, even if they get one or two of these major news outlets to bury the story or spike it or not publish it, independent journalists already have the story. They already have it. And people are like kind of upset with me. I just have integrity as a journalist, a member of the media, and I don't scoop other people. I don't steal other people's leads. I don't steal other people's stories. A lot of other people do that. And a lot of times it ends up burning sources, burning bridges, and even ruining a story. So I just don't do that. And I'm getting messages last night, tonight, tell us who it is. Tell us what's going on. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. You'll find out. I promise you'll find out. But there's one. There's one. It's not the only one. It's not the only one. And I'm telling you, folks, they're scrambling. They're scrambling bad. I told you yesterday, told you an hour ago. It's just unbelievable to watch how badly they blew this deal. It's so bad. It's like, it's so bad that you almost can't even believe it. It's so bad that it's almost, you almost start to think it's intentional. That's why I had this meme today. I don't know if you guys can pull it up or you can put it on a doc cam. It's like we're in a tug of war for the Epstein files now. This is why we're in political bizarro world. We're in a tug of war for the Epstein files. And then we look up at who's on our side pulling the rope, and it's Democrats. And we're like, wait, what? Well, okay. And then you look at who's pulling the rope the other way, and it's the Trump administration. And we're like, what the hell? What bizarro world did I just wake up in? And I see all the different commentary on this, and it's just a bunch of losers, quite frankly. Like, you know, if you're agreeing with Democrats, then maybe you're on the wrong side. Or you know what? Maybe the issue is so obviously bad that everybody agrees with it except you. You ever stop to consider that one? They tried to do the same thing with the Israel deal. Oh, you must be a Democrat. You're a liberal. No, maybe Israel's actions in the Middle East are so evil right now that it's like, obviously you stand against that if you have any moral compass. Oh, look at you. You're with the liberals with the Epstein list. You're with the liberals on the Israel issue. Maybe you're just with the bad guys. Maybe you're just with the pedophiles. Maybe you're just with the war criminals. You ever stop to think about that? It's kind of like an old joke I've said before. You know, Muslims and Jews don't really agree on much, but you know what? They agree on one thing. They don't eat pork. So are you going to say, oh boy, I'm eating more pork now? No, maybe you say, you know what? Maybe they're on to something. You know, maybe if those two groups that probably don't agree on much at all, maybe if they don't like pork, maybe there's a good reason for that. So, guys, who's actually reporting that at the top of Drudge there? So former right winger turned left winger turned Substacker Oliver Darcy. Hey, look, Darcy's obviously a clown, but you know he does have White House sources. He does have DC sources. He probably has. I don't know if he has the same sources as me, but probably similar. Oh man, folks, you have three types of people in DC that are going to be making moves right now. Just so you understand when all of this goes down. You've got your Trump loyalists that will do whatever the Trump administration wants. For whatever reason, access, clout, they think it's the best, trust, whatever. So you've got the media in D.C. that will just do whatever the Trump administration says, whatever the Trump administration wants. Then you have the people in D.C. that really aren't loyal to anything except getting the story. You might argue these are the people with the most integrity. They're not really politically motivated, but they want stories. They want scoops. They want to break big news. And then you have the people that will just do whatever it is that's hot. And you could probably lump like anti-Trump liberals into this too. So you could probably lump like Darcy into that. It's just like, oh, the Epstein thing is hot. Let's just get a story on that. The people in D.C. that aren't loyal to any political movements, whether they're right or left, they're going to break these stories. And you might be able to shut it down at the Wall Street Journal, and you might be able to shut it down at other networks. I'm not going to say. I mean, you heard Alex Jones. They called Alex. You heard Candace Owens. They called Candace. So you now have, I'd say, like 5, maybe 10% of this administration's energy is now focused on trying to stop stories from going out. But hey, things are great, guys. Things are great. They'll say, oh, you trust Oliver Darcy now? Well, I don't know. You know, if Oliver Darcy says, hey, drinking water is good for your health, I get, what am I supposed to say? Oh, gee, I'm going to stop drinking water. It's just become such retardville, man, with these Trump cheerleaders and sycophants. It's just insane. So whatever, you guys have decided what you want to do. And I get it, but it's not going to get any better for you. And if you can't see how this administration is in damage control mode, I don't know if you could say full panic mode yet, but I mean, this is total damage control mode, almost on total panic mode. And I'd say you're about three or four different potential pieces, puzzle pieces, chess pieces being moved around the board to them being in full panic mode. So it's like, okay, we knew the health story was going to drop. Let's come out and address it. Okay, that was good. That was honest. the Epstein stuff isn't going to go away. And then all of this other little stuff that's going to start popping up is going to become a bigger issue. But I don't even know if they know how bad it is, quite frankly. But you're on the verge, I'd say now, by the end of next week, you're going to have probably about three stories that are going to break that are going to be really bad for this administration. And just like I said earlier, that they're going to try to buy people off and shut it down, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It might work for one or two networks or individuals. It might. It's not going to stop the story. It's not going to stop the story, folks. And it's just such a bad look now. Move on from the Epstein thing. No. Epstein and Maxwell were put in prison for sex trafficking minors. For sex trafficking minors to other people. We want those people arrested. It's that simple. We want pedophiles. We want child sex abusers arrested. At the very least, mind you. At the very least, we want them arrested. At the very most, well, you heard what Tim Burchett said yesterday. So, I don't know how they're going to continue to defend this. I really don't. They're not going to shut it down. They're going to learn very quickly. I don't know. If they haven't learned yet, maybe they never will. If you really think all of your digital influencers, if you really think the likes of all the new MAGA cheerleaders and sycophants, if you really think that, A, they're ever going to get in the streets to fight for you, that's never going to happen, but you probably don't care about that. But if you ever think they're going to stop this dam from breaking, you're just out of your minds. You're out of your minds. I would say you could probably still get this thing under control. You could probably still get this thing out of control, under control, but you're like, you know, you got 10 seconds left on the clock and you're down by 2 points. And you do have the ball. So, I mean, you could run up a play and shoot a three-pointer and make it at the buzzer and maybe stop this thing from being a complete devastation. There's still time on the clock, but it's like they don't even get it. And they really think they're digital influencers and they're MAGA sycophants now that weren't there before 2024. It's like they really think that they're going to save them. And now they've realized, oh, crap, they're not. And so they're getting on the phone. And they're calling Alex Jones. And they're calling Candace Owens. And they're calling the Wall Street Journal. And believe me, they're calling others. So it's let me simplify this, because I was thinking about this last night. And there's really... You can't simplify it because it's so complex. But so let me try to simplify the complex. Oh, they just want us to release videos. No, we don't. Nobody wants to see these videos. I don't want to see any videos. In fact, I don't want to see a single video. I don't want to see a clip of a video. And stop showing us these fake cell videos from the Epstein cell. Stop that. So let's just make it very clear. We don't want videos. It's not even about an Epstein list. That's just like the icon. That's just like the legend on the map. What we want is investigations. What we want is transparency. Nobody believes Epstein killed himself. And you're obviously not interested in proving it, or you can't. But nobody believes that. Nobody believes that Maxwell and Epstein were trafficking sex slaves to nobody. So it's very simple. We want an investigation, and you have all the leads. It's that simple. Do the job. Who was Maxwell working for? Who was Epstein working for? We want the answers. Who was Maxwell and Epstein trafficking children to? We want the answers. That's what we want. And you can try to obfuscate and say, oh, they want videos and tell us Epstein didn't kill himself and say nobody cares. In case you haven't noticed, it's not working and it's only making it worse. So it's very simple. You either do the work and give us the answers or we're never going to shut up, and then it's going to be your legacy. And then you will be the Epstein cover-up guys. And I guarantee you, people are going to start leaving over it because they don't want to be that guy. They don't want to be that girl. Just like Psaki said, I don't want to be the press secretary for President Potato Head. I'm not going to be the press secretary for President Liar. I'm out. People will start fleeing the administration. Now, if anybody in this administration wants to start this process, you need to have a press conference immediately. And I wouldn't put Trump there. It needs to be Pam Bondi. It needs to be Cash Patel. And it needs to be Ratcliffe. And you need to have a joint press conference. And you need to take every single question from the press and answer every single question from the press. You want to be transparent? You want to restore trust? Start taking questions and start answering them. And then when you finish that, get to work. But see, now it's just worse. So instead of doing the press conference, instead of doing the investigation, oh, the Democrats edited and altered and doctored all the documents. Okay, so where's the investigation? Where are the criminal charges? That's a crime. That's a felony. Anything short of that, it's over. You will be the Epstein cover-up team. Any other amount of accomplishments will never rise above being the Epstein cover-up team. Do the press conference and do the work, and anything short of that, it's only going to get worse, and you'll be the Epstein cover-up guys. Simple as that. But now you see, instead of doing the press conference or doing the work, what are they doing? They're calling these news outlets and saying, shut it down. You just can't even believe it. But we're witnessing it. But hey, if this is like a big bait and switch, then okay, good job. You trolled the media. Here's two examples of Democrats, Sonny Hostin and Anderson Cooper, having completely different coverage approaches with the Epstein list just based off who the president is. Guys, give me 1 and 16 back-to-back, 1 and 16.
People were dying for this information. There was some sort of list that everybody thought was going to come out, and who's on the list? What's important for us to note is we shouldn't be repeating names that are on the list, because just because your name has not on the list, but in the documents, just because your name is on the documents doesn't mean that you have done anything criminally irresponsible or illegal or civilly irresponsible.
Or that you were a client.
Or that you were a client. Right. It only really, these documents, as I read them, only reflect Epstein's sexual assaults of women. Uh-huh. And his sexual behavior. So I think that...
And Ghislaine also?
And Ghislaine. And so being named in this suit does not equate to being accused of wrongdoing. And I think that is extremely important because conspiracy theorists seem to not understand or enjoy facts.
Yes.
These are the facts. Yes. There is a list.
Trump's name is on the logs, the passenger logs of Epstein's aircraft at least 7 times. That's already been made public. I mean, of course, Trump is denying any and all allegations, but all of that information is out there. Why not just put it to rest and say, Release the list.
And wait a minute. So I have not heard her publicly say, you know what? I no longer believe that Anderson Cooper and, you know, Tom Hanks and all these people and all these Democratic leaders, I no longer believe that they're Satanists and blood drinkers and pedophiles. I no longer believe that they're on a phony manifest. They believe that, you know, there's belief out there that by QAnon people that there's this, you know, cabal of people drinking the blood of children, and it's based on anti-Semitic tropes. You say she behind closed doors disavowed that? Come on. I mean, like, you would not want to sit next to this person in public, would you? It's not exactly outlandish to wonder about the president's connections with Epstein, given that they've crossed paths and shared moments many times over the years, both in New York and Mar-a-Lago circles. The Epstein case's pivotal moments, including Epstein's death in jail in 2019, happened during the first Trump administration. So even if everything to do with the president, both in office and before, are all completely innocent and above board, as they very well may be, the connections themselves are still there.
Well, I'll tell you what we got here. That's called consistency, integrity. Very rare in media, in case you haven't noticed. Very rare. You know, I heard Anderson Cooper. I heard him in 2021 when Biden was president. He said, we're not going to talk about Epstein. We're not going to do it. It's anti-Semitic, in fact, is what he said. Something about blood drinkers and Satanists and demonic cults or something or other, but he doesn't want to talk about it. That's kind of strange. But now that it's Trump, oh, it's first story he talks about every night is Epstein. How long is it going to be before he says Trump's drinking the blood? How long is it going to be till Anderson Cooper goes full QAnon and says, I'm the adrenochrome guy. He'll say it's me. No, these aren't honest people. I saw Sunny Hostin. She's not very bright, though. I don't think she's very bright. In fact, I think you have to have very low IQ if you want to be on The View. They call it The View, rhymes with low IQ. They do an IQ test. Anything above 80, you're not getting hired. Keep them low. Keep the IQs low. Yeah, we saw them. They wanted to say, Biden's president, don't talk about Epstein. Don't talk about the list. Don't name the names. But now that it's Trump, it's their biggest thing, and they talk about it every day, and they want to make it about me. So typical of the fake news is what we call them, the fake news.
Well, President Trump, you have to do the greatest thing ever and release the list and round up the pedophiles.
Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade. It's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda, featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision. This dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive Bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
A new technological discovery has been made. If you're trying to become invisible or disappear or be unseen, all you got to do is wrap yourself in the Epstein files and you just disappear. You don't even exist. Really an amazing thing. You know, last night Shane Gillis performed at the ESPYs. It's the ESPN Sports Awards. And had probably the greatest set, stand-up set in the history of the ESPYs, which has been around probably about 20 or 30 years. Just killed it. I may play the whole thing. It was so good. You know, it's funny when I noticed, and you know, I come from the sports world. I haven't been in the sports world since, I guess, about 2000. Well, I guess when I came down here, so 2016. So it's been about 10 years, and I'm watching this, and Shane is just telling great joke after great joke after great joke, and it's like they don't even know what's going on. I can't tell if they're hesitant to laugh because it's so politically correct in the sports world now, or if they just didn't get the jokes because many of them were political in nature. So it was like, did they just not understand it, or are they so scared of laughing? But he absolutely just killed it. Congratulations to Shane Gillis. By the way, I mean, he stole one of my jokes. And I'm totally proud of that. My joke of Jeffrey Epstein didn't exist from July 6th. He put that joke in his stand-up routine last night. So I'm flattered, actually. And you can cut me a $50 check. How about that? I'll take 50 bucks. I think 50 bucks will afford you, what do you think, like a sub sandwich maybe? Like 50 bucks for a sandwich now in America. So I might be able to buy lunch. It was fantastic. If we have time, we may just play the whole thing. Folks, remember to support us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. New apparel there almost every day. We've got fun stuff, pro-America stuff, classic InfoWars stuff, hats, shirts, hoodies. And when you shop there, it helps keep us on the air. And you get multiple entries into our raffle, the Ford F-250, 2025 Ford Lariat F-250 right now in the powder blue. Big, beautiful truck. But the only way to win is to shop at thealexjonesstore.com. So whether it's the apparel, whether it's the limited edition knives or silver coins or the great health products, it's all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's the only way to win our truck giveaway plus $10K cash raffle. So, you know what? So Maureen Comey fired after she spikes the Epstein case, Maxwell case, and Diddy case. And then she gets fired. So job well done. Now you can retire. Unbelievable. What an absolute joke. You know what? How about this? How about this? We'll have a little fun here in the last segment. So Candace Owens is getting calls about the Macron situation with Brigitte being a man or whatever. And it was back in the news today. I thought I had it somewhere on my desk. I can't find it now. There was something about it that was back in the news today. And how the Macron family is just devastated by this. And oh my gosh. And he's calling Trump and just begging him to shut it down. And Brigitte is, oh, she's, oh my God. Oh. She has it. Oh, she's just crying her eyes out. You know, poor Brigitte. She's not a man. I'm not a man. I'm not a man. Seem awfully defensive. So you start to wonder, though, certainly should Brigitte Macron be a man? There's a lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff between the legs, even. The whole relationship when Emmanuel was a little boy in school, and then he or she, whatever, and then they get married. You know, there's a lot of weirdness there. And you start to look at some of these other individuals' wives, quote unquote, like a Chuck Schumer's wife. You know what I mean? Some other wives out there. Brigitte Macron, driven to despair. Brigitte. Oh, you can't even get her name right, you jerk. You can't even get her gender right. You can't even get her name right. How judges ruling on claim she was born a man has unleashed an army of trolls and conspiracy theorists. Hey, you know, isn't there a way to, put it to rest? I can think of two ways, the easy way and the hard way. No pun intended. Stop it. Stop. Actually, I don't know which would be the easy way and the hard way. You could just, you know. No, nobody wants to see that. So couldn't you just do like a blood test or something? Couldn't you just do a DNA test? It'll tell you real quick. You know that, right? You could just do that. Why aren't you doing that? But it makes you wonder. Certainly, our current leaders aren't the only guys that like to date or marry trannies, right? So somebody went back throughout U.S. presidential history and started to notice a trend. How many first ladies have actually been men? Here's a little fun ditty for you in clip three.
Whoever, why, Michelle looks like a guy, a barber, and maybe two. Did you ever think Francis was really a Frank? Well, listen up, I'm talking to you. Did you ever think Jackie was the peak of femininity, but wonder what the fashion hides? Then we all got to see her in a skimpy bikini, and we know that she swaps sides. Oh, all the first ladies are men, my friends. Yes, all of them are men. And put down trans, they just don't want women in their den. ever so sly, but we also saw no need to deny. And Lucretia's charm was easy to see, but her jawline made a different decree. All the first ladies and then my friends.
Yes, I don't know, guys. I'm starting to get a little concerned.
And put down your hands, cause they're not trans. They just don't want women in their den. All the first
Bohemian Grove stuff.
And men, my friends, you can
starting
see
to make sense.
And if you think that's lies, then open your eyes and you might see it too.
Oh, no. It's a man, baby.
Now there's no divider. That's not a woman you see. And you can't ignore the face of Eleanor. It's as manly as can be. Dear old Patty with his best pal Happy. Together they contrived. And Lady Bird Johnson really had a Johnson. And Betty Ford with Liberace vibes. Men, my friends, yes, all of them are men. And put down your hands, cause they're not trans. They just don't want women in their den. All the first ladies are men, my friends. You can see it plain and true. And if you think that's lies, then open your eyes and you might see it too. From Martha to Melania, they play the same game. You can lie you won't, but the truth stays the same. All the first
all right.
ladies are men, my friends. Yes, all
yeah.
of them are
I don't think it was all of them. I don't think Melania. No. I don't think Hillary either. But what do we think, guys? What do we think? I think it's more than Michelle. If that little fun song put a smile on my face, which it did. It also made me think, you know what? I don't think Michelle was the first. Oh, yeah. The proof is in the Epstein files. Everything's in the Epstein files. The secret to the gravity and, you know, the secrets of the shape of the earth. It's all in the Epstein files. No, I think Michelle wasn't the first. By the way, did you guys see Michelle and Barack have their little come together moment on Michelle's podcast, which is getting no ratings, by the way? So that her and Barack did like a come to Jesus moment. It was very awkward. They were definitely not together. So then they get together and they have this awkward like, oh, we're hugging and everything, you know. It's like, all right, we're not divorced, but, you know, maybe we were almost divorced. And then Barack says every young man should have a gay friend. You probably didn't see that because nobody watches the Michelle Obama podcast. Just a couple of dudes, just a couple of bros hanging out. Come on, guys. But Obama wants you, if you're a young man listening, Obama wants you to have a gay friend. He thinks young men need to have gay friends. All right? So, what are you doing? By the way, more news about how network news is dying. The grim biz of selling off cable TV. Yeah, nobody's really interested. All the money is going elsewhere. Oh, man. And if RFK Jr. would have actually said no pharmaceutical ads on TV, if they would have done that, network news would have died. And maybe that's why they didn't do it. Because they figured that out. They're going to hand this race to Mom Donnie. Which, as a guy that didn't place a friendly wager with multiple people that Mom Donnie would win, I have no interest in that. But no, they're going to hand it to him. Ex-NYPD boss Tom Donlan rips morally corrupt Eric Adams. NYC should absolutely not seek reelection. And by the way, I talked to former New York cops as well, and they hate Eric Adams. And then you had Sliwa, the Republican candidate, he's a great guy. He really is just a fantastic guy. I mean, really just a class act. He's not going to win. He'll be lucky if he gets 30%. So Sliwa is going to continue to run. Adams is going to continue to run. Cuomo just came out and said, I'm running as an independent. I'm not dropping out. Mamdani's going to win this deal. You guys are so dumb. And then I read these stories, like they put it in the New York Times, how the big financial elite in New York City are coming together to build a chest, a war chest against Mamdani. Are you stupid? You could get as much money you want to put into a war chest. If you don't get one of these guys, if you try to run Sliwa, Cuomo, and Adams, you're done. You're done. You got to pick one. You have to pick one. Really, you should probably go with Adams. Eric Adams has your best chance. By far, it's not even close. Cuomo, as Sliwa called him last night, is a fanny slapper and a granny killer. So Cuomo can't win. He already lost to Mamdani. Sliwa can't win. He's never won. At least Adams has won. And there's some support base there. You can build the biggest war chest against Mamdani. If you don't get everyone else to drop out and then put everything behind Adams, Mamdani is going to win. I'm going against my own self-interests by trying to give you the ticket. But yeah. People just don't listen. You know, they just don't take my friendly advice. I give it out for free, too. Give it out for free. This is people pay millions of dollars for this advice. I just give it out for free. It's just crazy. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the rest of this down, and we can pick some of it up tomorrow. It's not going to go anywhere. I want you to see this Shane Gillis stand-up from last night because it was so fantastic. He had an Epstein joke in there, but I want you to think about this. It was the top thing. With all the Epstein news, Gillis last night was the top trend on X. Think about that. That's big. To beat out the Epstein stuff, which is just day after day, number one, Gillis was bigger. That's how good his set was. And as you're listening to it, you notice the crowd is like hesitant to laugh or afraid to laugh. I'm just like, is the sports world that politically correct? Is the sports world that liberal cucked that they can't laugh at a funny joke? Or do they just have no clue? Do they just literally not get the jokes? Now, the sports jokes, they should all get. The political jokes maybe go over their head. But Shane Gillis, just total tip of the cap, man. You nailed it. Congratulations, brother. You were just fantastic. I'm honored that my joke made its way into your set. And in case you didn't see it, last night, Shane Gillis, fantastic. Best SB set I've ever seen. 10 out of 10. Here it is.
Please welcome your host, Shane Gillis.
Look at how scared they all are. They're like, oh boy. White conservative here. Look out.
Hello.
He knows it, too.
Welcome to the 2025 ESPYs. I'm so excited to be here in front of so many amazing athletes. World champion Freddie Freeman is here. Give it up for Freddie. Yeah. WNBA legend Deanna Taurasi is here. Give it up for her. My bad on that. SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble. Megan Rapinoe could not make it tonight. Nice. No, we're going to pretend she's a good time. All right. John Jones and Nate Diaz are here. I had a couple drinks with those guys last night at the hotel, and it was terrifying. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died.
All right.
No, you don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that. The New York Knicks had a great season. Yeah, hell yeah. Carl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
All right. You know what? I'm going to pull out of this now because most of the jokes are now sports, but I wanted you to at least hear the Epstein joke. And there's some other political jokes in there. But it just shows how we've taken over the culture. We've taken over the culture in all spectrums. It's unstoppable. It's an unstoppable force. We've totally taken over the culture. We've infiltrated everything. You cannot stop us. You can try. You can tell us to shut up. You cannot stop us. So that's what that represented to me. But there's a lot of other funny stuff. It goes on for about five more minutes. Here's another funny one for you, though. This was in Portland. And you have these, Antifa types, whatever. They're out here. They're protesting against ICE. They're trying to stop ICE. So ICE decided to use a new tactic never seen before. So they try to warn them on a bullhorn to disperse. But see if you catch exactly who is this speaking into the bullhorn, if you would, in clip 19. Trump's voice now on their alert system, on their bullhorn.
Thank you.
Wow.
What we gotta do is, actually convince them to take their clothes off and just have an orgy. Like, that's...
Okay.
That's
These are disturbed people. That looks like Shaggy. Like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. It's just, these leftists are just such, look, everybody has their right to free speech and protest, and that's fine. And you have to stand up for that. But it's like, you also have to just understand basic humanity. You're out here telling cops they need to die. You're literally spray painting it onto the walls right next to them that they deserve the guillotine. These guys are under attack whenever they're doing these operations. And so it just reaches such a boiling point. And you can't help it. It's like, yeah, I don't want to see Gestapo techniques. I don't want to see military on our streets. I don't want to see this. But, I mean, you're out here chanting death to cops. You're out here telling them they deserve the guillotine. You're out there trying to stop them do their job. It's like, are you really surprised when America doesn't feel bad when you get your head stomped in? It's like, what? That you're stunned? Oh, my gosh. Whoa. I'm out here getting my ass kicked by ICE and nobody cares. It's because you're an asshole. You did it to yourself. Do you live in Oregon and do you fish? Because you just got a new law passed that's going to make you insane. New Oregon law ups boating fees and requires all boats to get a permit. Now, hold on. What do we mean by all boats? All motorized and non-motorized. A kayak. You need a boating license for a kayak. They always do this in Oregon? In Ohio, they do this? The crew is telling me, what the hell is going on? You imagine you go out with your friends to the lake. Hey, we're going to have a great day. You've got your kayaks or your, what are those, wakeboard paddle boards? You're out there paddleboarding around, six of you, having a cold beverage. Here comes the government and they say, Is that a legal paddleboard there? Say what? What does that mean? Sir, I'm going to need to see your boating license. Boating license? I'm on a paddleboard. I just bought this at Walmart. Are you giving me lip, son? You want me to take you down? You got to have a boating license for a freaking paddleboard, man. You're just crazy. Crazy. What we put up with. Florida Airport ordered to report any weather modification activities. So they're really cracking down on this in Florida. I noticed with all the different states that flood in the last couple of weeks that had the floods, Florida didn't. Wonder if that's just a coincidence. Oh, and by the way, in the UK, in case things weren't bad enough, they decided to make them worse. UK to lower voting age to 16 in next election. Well, that's great because we all know what smart decisions we make at 16 years old. Right, guys? That's when we really make smart decisions and understand what is best for us and others at age 16. Good luck with that!
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.